What is Palestine to the U.S.? For some, this may come as a surprise, for it seems illogical. But the U.S. doesn't hate Palestine. It votes consistently with Israel in the U.N., even against the majority of the world's nations, yes. It arms and finances its nemesis, Israel, yes. It quietly and surreptitiously allowed Israel to become a nuclear power, yes. All this is true, but the U.S. doesn't hate Palestine. The truth is something far worse, for dismissal is more damning than hatred. Palestine, its people, its history, its culture, its art, its poetry, its very land, is dismissed as a mere trifle by the U.S. empire, not dissimilar to the response of the old British Empire, which dispatched the lands, hopes, and dreams of the Palestinians with cold, imperial aplomb. For empire is ever an exercise of global violence, for domination is but utter violation, the very root of violence. It violates the human soul, which yearns for freedom. Palestine was relegated to the misery of a warren of Middle Eastern ghettos for one reason, and one reason only: to allow the erection of a colonial outpost from which Britain, and later the U.S., could exercise power in a region that held the greatest prize in world history, petroleum. That outpost, Fortress Israel. Petroleum lit the lampposts of London and fueled the factories of America, leading to its industrial age. It needed a sentry to protect this precious resource. It needed a watchdog in this neighborhood. Enter Fortress Israel. Palestine is a minor afterthought to the U.S. empire and its imperialist apologists. Her pain, her sufferings, her gross humiliations don't bother the empire one whit. Yet to millions of people throughout Europe, Africa, Asia, and the Americas, their unjust and cruel treatment finds purchase in hearts worldwide. From their losses spring the fruits of solidarity that binds us, human to human, man to man, woman to woman. As the cruelties of imperialism mount, giving rise to anger and distaste, the forces of solidarity grow too, encapsulating the majority of the people of this earth. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.